Me'inyan le'inyan, ba'usay inyan. As it relates to names in 30 days, I just want to share a beautiful Maramakim that I saw in the Sefer Shar Mitzanim Ba'alacha from Shlomo Zalman Bruno. It was his yard site last week. It was Mitzayin, a tshuva from the Yeshua's Malkai, Reb Shila Mikitna. But I just want to be makdim before this tshuva. It's a short tshuva. But I just want to be makdim, an inyan that we've spoken a lot about over the years. The Ein Beis Medrash Beloy Kama Chikava Chedushim. That is as follows. The Hilgich Sam Sofer in a tshuva. And this is in Eben Ezer. It's Chelik Aleph. It's Simen Kuf Tezayin. So he was asked the Shaila that there was someone that was Reda Shidduch, and the name of the Chosin is the same as the name of the Shver. This is the age-old question. And the question was, should this person do the Shidduch, or should he not do the Shidduch? So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. Ahuvi, mambalipta. Manda loy kapid, loy kapdinam bahade. Someone that's not makbid in these inyanim doesn't have to be makbid in these inyanim. U befrat de ikka kan schus teira. Befrat de chasan denan is a choshev Talmud Chacham. And if he's a choshev Talmud Chacham, he has the schus of teira. Da afilu ad de base eili mischapir beteira u begmilos chasadim. You find that Beis Eli was cursed, then nobody would be Ma'arich Yom. Yet the Gemara says, Abai and Rava, some have to give us Abai and Rava, they were Ma'arich Yom. Why? Because they learned Torah, they did Chesed. So Madoch, the Klala of Beis Eli, was able to be overwhelmed by Torah. Mikoshkein, for sure, this in him. And then the Chassam Sofer says the following. U'be'emes le'matzosich shash zeb b'seifach sidim klal. I'll be honest with you. I never even found this concern in the Sefer Chassidim. Meaning, we didn't even have to be makdim. Now, where does this inyan come from? That the Shver and the Chusin shouldn't have the same name? Everyone knows it comes from Yudah Chassid. He said, I went through Sefer Chassidim, I never found this. Ki im b'simin tof ayin zayin. The closest thing I found is in Sefer Chassidim, in simin tof ayin zayin, and Shom Nemar, over there it says, the lo yisu ha'ova ha'ben, Uben aben shloisha noshim sheshem shloshim shavos. So if you have a chuta mesholish, you have a son, his father, and the zeda, and all three of their wives are going to be the same. I could have told you without knowing that this is somewhere in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, right? So he said, oh, if you're going to have such a chuta mesholish, right? Mamish Nei Yosef and Shimon's. So such an Indian already, daddy says you can't do. Oh, but v'suloi nimtzadavar. But there's nothing else. V'zeu chiburish Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And this is in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Shema mi not elect paid be midi achrina. V'ayis says nothing else you have to be worried about. V'yiyeh zivugam oylem yofa. And then this Chassid got a bracha from the Chassam Sofer. Can't beat that. And he said that the zivug should be oylem yofa. So the Chassam Sofer gets a shayla. This shayla that every Rav since the Chassam Sofer I think has also gotten. And that is, there's a shidduch. But the name of the Shver is the same as the name of the Chusin. Should I do the shidduch? And the Chassam Sofer says three things. Number one, Ahuvi, manda loy kapit loy kaptina madei, which is, of course, classic vintage Chassam Sofer. Number two, he says, you have the schus of Torah, dealing with a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, madach, the klal of Beis Eli, can't have any tfisa b'makam Torah, certainly this Indian. And besides, obviously, your chashash is Rabbi Yehuda Chassidim. I don't know. I went through Sefer Chassidim, and in Sefer Chassidim, you don't have this. The only thing you have is in Simon Tofai and Zion. And there it says, if you have three daughters that are married to women that all have the same name, that you don't do. That's not the Shaila. And as to Rassel, Shema Mino Delekek Peda. And then he gives him the bracha. V'hizi Vugam Oifam Yafa. The truth is, this Chassam Sofer is a pella. At first glance, before any iyun, it's a pell. If you read this shitchiestig the way we just did, it's a plea in a skav. Chassam Sofer says he never found this Indian in Rav Yehuda Chassid. Everyone knows it's in Rav Yehuda Chassid. If you want to look it up inside, it's in the Tzava of Rav Yehuda Chassid, and it's Sif Katon Chav Gimel. Rav Yehuda Chassid wrote in his final will and testament the following. He said, Lo'isa Adam Isha Sheshma Keshem Imay. A person should not marry a woman that has the same name as his mother, meaning the Shviger and the Kala shouldn't have the same name. Oy, Shmoy Keshem Chamav. Or a person, a woman, should not marry someone, or the man should not marry a girl where the Shver is going to have his name. The Im Nasa, let's say you got married. Yeshana Shem Ha'echad, you should change one of the names. Someone should change the name. Ula Yesh Tekfa. Maybe if you do that, there's going to be some hope. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, first of all, is very sharp, ki yodua, but not just that, he said him a furish. He said, lo yisa adam isha sheshma kishem imoy, oy shmoy kishem chamov. So, the Chassam Sofer says, ube'emes lo matzasi chshash ze b'sefer chsidim klal, ki im b'sim et tof ayin zayin, shom nemar, to lo yisu av aben uben aben, shlo yisha noshin sheshmoy sam v'zeu chibura shal yudah chosid, shma minot alakik peidah, v'midi achrinah. What, Chassam Sofer forgot this? This is mefurish in the Tzavot, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Everyone knows it. That's why the Shoyal was asking the question that he was asking. What did the Chassam Sofer mean? Oh, but what the Chassam Sofer meant is pashut. It's pashut. But not only is it pashut what he meant, the Chassam Sofer himself, the Mokim Acher, explained it. And this is in the Igros Sofrim. So, we've spoken in the past a little bit about the Igros Sofrim. Igros Sofrim is a collection of letters that was put together by one of the Enoch Lecha, the Chassam Sofer. And it's not just letters from the Chassam Sofer, it's letters from Kiveger and the Ksav Sofer. Kiyodua. So this is amongst the letters of the Chassam Sofer, and it's letter Chofhe. And the topic of the letter was Mamish this Inyan, where someone sent the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer, and they're discussing names related to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. V'imei Hashem yotza hadavar, hu yazar v'yoshia. V'hinein. Kizkeni, the Chassam Sofer writes, my Zeda, the Mahar Shashach. So the Chassam Sofer had a Zeda who was known as the Mahar Shashach. V'agoyin Rab Shmuel Chaim Yeshaya, nischatnu. I had two Zedas that did a shidduch together. And they both had the same name. They both had the name Shmuel. So the Marsha Shach, the Chassam Sofer Zeda, his name was Shmuel. And the Chassam Sofer Zeda, Shmuel Chaim Yeshaya, his name was Shmuel. Umizari Kosino, Chassam Sofer says, Ich kum fun ze, v'loi choshashu l'shivu shem ha'ovis. And they weren't worried about the fact that they had the same name. Now what does it have to do with our sugi over here? It's related to the next sifkaton in the Tzavah Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. The next line in the Tzavah is Shnei Bnei Adam, Shesh Moiseim Shavim, Lo Yizdabgu Yachab B'Yaldeyan. If you have two people, two Mechutonim, that have the same name, they shouldn't do a Shidduch together. So the Kpeda, it's Mefurish in the Tzavah, is also two Mechutonim. You shouldn't have two Mechutonim the same name. So the Chassam Sofer says, Ichab Gad Tzvei Zedis, that were Meshadach, even though they had the same names. Umizari Kosina, I come from them. Says the Chassam Sofer, so why weren't they worried? Here's the word. Because anything that's not mentioned in the actual Sefer Chassidim, ki im b'tzavosoy, and it's only mentioned in the Tzavah, ein lochosh. You don't have to be worried. Ki im zaroy mimishpachas achosid zatzal. Unless you're a descendant from Yehuda Achosid. Aval ha'omur b'sefer chsidim atzmoy. But something that's written in the actual Sefer, b'simin tof ayin zayin bin yonei zivug. And take a look in tof ayin zayin in Sefer Chassidim, because he talks a lot about in yonei zivug, and I took a look, it's long mamish. Yesh lochosh loy, that's something that you have to worry about. The Chassam Sofer knew the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. But the Chassam Sofer writes in the Igros Sofer, he said Mefurish that the Tzavah of Yehuda HaChassid was meant for the family of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. The only thing that is Negeya in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid's Torah, which is Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'oseinyin, this heebie-jeebies type of Zach, that is Negeya everybody, is what state in the Etzim Sefer Chassidim. And in Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tov Ayin Zayin, there's a long marocha on this. But if you go through that marocha, you're not going to find it. That's what the Chassam Sofer meant in the tshuva. The Chassam Sofer, let's read it again. It's Pasha, this is what he meant. Ube'emes lo matzasi chshash zem b'sefer chsidim klal. I didn't find this. I don't know the tzavah. Chassam Sofer knows the tzavah. I didn't find this in the actual sefer chsidim. Ki im b'simen tof ayin zayin. The only place I found it was in simen tof ayin zayin. Shom nem adir, it says something similar. To lo yisu av aben uben aben. Shloi shanoshim sheshmois. Shlosh them shavis. Vesulay nimsa davar. Vezel chibura yishal Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. What's he trying to say? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wrote some of the halachas. You have to learn this being. Some of the halachas in the actual Sefer Chassidim. Other halachas he wrote in the Tzavah. Shtel tzach tefraga. Why did this make it to the Tzavah? And this made it to the Sefer. The Teretz is, this is the Chassam Sofer and the Igros Sofer. Because the Sefer is negeya everybody. And the Tzavah is only negeya kiyim zaroi. No, so Rabbi Yehuda Chassid alay. Rabbi, who is the Baal Memra of this whole chash with the shvers and the shvigers. This whole Indian comes from who? Comes from Yehuda HaChassid. And he himself omitted it from the Sefer. So you see clearly that he didn't mean it for everybody. Shema minod the lekker, kpeh the b'midach. The only type of inyoni zivug that's above our pay grade, that Yehuda HaChassid held was negay everybody, is what he wrote in Tafai and Zion. This is not in Tafai and Zion. This is only in the Tzava. And the Tzava is Kiyam Lazaroi. And if that's the case, it's something that's not going to be negay. And the emes is, this is like a fascinating raya to this theory that what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in the Tzava was Kiyam Lazaroi. Chassam Sofer is saying that, I don't know, I have Inyone Zivuk that I mentioned in the Tzava, and there's Inyone Zivuk that I mentioned in the actual Sefer Chassidim, some Simin Tafai and Zayin. So why are all the Inyone Tzava not in Tafai and Zayin? The Teretz is, the Tzvei Dinim in the Inyone Zivuk of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. There's the ones that's Negei everybody, and then there's the ones that are Negei only the Mishpacha, Kiyam Lazaroi, and what's Negei Kiyam Lazaroi, that's what he went, and that's what he wrote over here. Now, there's a Haggah on the bottom of the Igros Seferim that we just quoted that is Ma'orah, that the Chassam Sofer himself had an Edim whose name was Ramosha Lehman. And when this Edim, Ramosha Lehman, married the Chassam Sofer's daughter, I think her name was Simcha Lehman, but when Ramosha Lehman married his daughter, the Chassam Sofer suggested that they add a name to Moshe Tuvia Lehman. This is Mefursim, and this is something that, you know, we know Bin Mesaira. It's a little bit of a aura, because the Chassam Sofer seems to not be worried about this. And over here, he's, yeah, worried about it. Another anecdote that's often told is that the Chassam Sofer wanted Ramosha Shik, the Maram Shik, the Chassam Sofer's most famous Talmud, as an Eidin. And the Maram Shik was not comfortable doing the Shidduch because his name was Moshe, which was the same name as the Chassam Sofer. Ki'ilu, the Chassam Sofer had no Hekpeder, which would shtim. This is l'shitase to what he writes in the Tshuva and to what he wrote in the Igros Seferim. But incredibly, the Maram Shik himself was a little bit worried about it. And the Chassam Sofer says, I guess, man de kapit kapdinim badei, that's probably the Eitzah here, and as a result, he stayed away from it. Another anecdote, and this we mentioned once in the past as well, and that is, I saw this in the Sefer Zichron L'Moshe, which was put out for the 150th yard site from the Chassam Sofer. And it was a likud of different things about the Chassam Sofer that different tzaddikim wrote about. And this comes from the Gaivit of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, the famous Dayan. And he writes in the middle of this Sefer, if you have the Sefer, you can look it up. It's in page Kuf Pei Beis. It's fascinating. It's Sif Hei. And he says that we know the Chassam Sofer, before he married Rabbi Kivega's daughter, was married for many, 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 many years. His first shver was a yid by the name of Reb Moshe Yurowitz. In fact, this yid, Reb Moshe Yurowitz, is the shoyl in one of the tshuvas of Tshuva Me'ahava, Reb Loza Fleckless, in Tshuva Me'ahava, Chela Galav Simen Pei Zayin, Reb Loza Fleckless writes a tshuva to a yid, Reb Moshe Yurowitz, who's the Av Bezdin of prostitutes. And you want to know who this Reb Moshe Yurowitz is? So Dayan Weiss was Megala, it was the Chassam Sofer's first shver. So the Chassam Sofer's second shver, everyone knows, was Reb Kivager. But this was the Chassam Sofer's first shver. So the Chassam Sofer's name was Moshe, and his first shver's name was also Moshe. Again, showing that the Chassam Sofer was a loy kapid when it came to the whole unit of the Tzavar B'Yudah Chassid. Now, it is worth mentioning that Chassam Sofer was married to his first wife for decades, and he wasn't gebenched with any children, right? All the children that the Chassam Sofer had was from his Zivik Sheni. It all came from Bito Shrab Kiveger. But the Chassam Sofer wasn't Makbin. And it's even more fascinating, we've spoken about this in the past, that the Chassam Sofer writes about himself that he was a Gabra Kapton, right? All the rayas when he got to Tshuva for Rab Kiveger, and the Chassam Sofer wouldn't say, Oif Simchis, right? Because Mesechta Smachis, Balash and Saginar is what we refer to today as Hilchas Avelis. So the Chassam Sofer wouldn't even say, Oif Simchis, and in the beginning of Sefer HaZikaron, he had a bad dream, and he was very worried about his dream, right? Dvarim Yeduim, throughout the Minhogim of the Chassam Sofer, you find that the Chassam Sofer was very worried about all these superstitious type of things. Chassam Sofer writes about himself, Gavra Kaptonana, and yet when it came to the Tzavar of Yehuda HaChassid, he seemed to be not so concerned. But then Ma'orah, this Shailah, the Ma'orah, that if the Chassam Sofer is so not worried about it, right, he says, Umizari Kasina, Manegan is Edis, so then why did he say that Reb Moshe Lehman could become his Edim, but he has to add the name Tuvia? Why do you have to add the name if this is not something that he's worried about? And the Ma'ir even more. And this is really a kasha, because the Chassam Sofer said that he had two Zaydis that had the same name. The truth is, the two Zaydis did not mamish have the same name. The one Zaydis, the Mar Shashach, was Reb Shmuel Shatin Katz. His name was Shmuel. His other Zaydis, the Chassam Sofer says, His neder was Shmuel Chaim Yeshaya. So they didn't have mamish the same name. If they didn't have mamish the same name, Elamai, because they had one of the same names. So if one of the same names is enough, so Ule Hoysof Hashem Tuvia Mazuoysa. What are we really accomplishing by adding the name Tuvia? But the bottom line is, this is one of those shmuzin that go in circles sometimes. But here we have Klar. We have the Chuvas Chassam Sofer and Ebenezer Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Tezayin. And we have the Chassam Sofer and Digra Sofer where he says in more Klar that even though it's Mefurish, Rochel Bitcha Haktana, that in the Tzavah from Yudah Chosid, that a person shouldn't be Meshadich with someone if the Shver is going to have the name as the Chosin or the Shvig is going to have the name of the Kala. But at the same time, the Tzavah, the Chassam Sofer said, was only met Lezare. And you want to know which Inyone Zivug Rav Yudah Chosid wrote for everybody? That's Mefurish and Seif Chassidim. It's in Simen Tof Ayin Zayin, Ayin Shom, and that you... If you go through that, you'll know what was like, hey, everybody, this is not there. The closest thing there is the three dairies, but this is not the Indian. And as a result, the Chassam Sofer says, this is for sure not something that you have to be worried about. But this is clear what the Chassam Sofer's position about the Tzavah is. The Tzavah was men kiyam lazare. Now, this is something we've spoken about so many times, right? What's the Marum Mokin when it comes to the Tzavah Rabbi Yudah Chassid, right? This you have to know. The Tzavah Rabbi Yudah Chassid, was it meant for everybody? Was it not meant for everybody? How careful do you have to be? The Marmokim is, it was a machloikis between the Noidib Yehuda and the Heilige Divrei Chaim, the Sanzeruf. Right? This is the machloikis. Noidib Yehuda and the Tshuva, and this is an Ebenezer Madura Tinyon. We're not going to go through the whole Tshuva because we've done this so many times in the past. It's Simon Ayin Tes. So he was asked a Shaila, that's Negeya, the Tzava, and the Noidib Yehuda writes that the Tzava, Be'emes, there's so many things there that are keneged Mefurish Gemaras. Right? There's so many things Rabbi Yudah Chassid said you can't do with his Gemaras while Meiron did it. And the Chassam Sofer famously said, and the Rabbi Yudah famously says, he says, it doesn't matter who the Mechaber of the Tzava was. It's irrelevant. At the end of the day, you're not allowed to write anything LaHalacha that's keneged the Talmud. And being that the Tzava of Rabbi Yudah Chassid has things that are clearly keneged the Talmud, so it's Einayoy Me'elu Darsheni. You have to darshan it. You have to know what the pshat is. And the Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to tell you what the pshat is. Alav Avol Ha'emes Yerud Arkoi Ki Achosid L'Zarei Acher of Tziva L'Doirei Doirois. When the Chassid wrote the Tzava, he meant for his own children. Ki Rab Ruach HaKodesh Shezarei Lo Yatzliach B'Zivugim Ko'ela. He only meant it for his Doiris. U'bozeh Enoi Soise Divrei HaTalmud Shu'al HaKlal V'Divrei HaChassid Shu'al HaPrat. And this is the klal that you have to know. And he's very mirich in this tonight, Behuda. And at the very end, he writes, the Timhani al Roiva Oilam. He says, you know, it's a pella by me. Shaloses bitam la Amaret, who poshed at some, right? To marry off your daughter to an Amaret, nobody seems to have an issue with. The Ein Choshesh Lehimana, who can negatively chazal, psochim em tesom et beis. If someone marries off his daughter to an Amaret, kilu koifso menichal of neari, uleschatin em tsurbe mirabonon. But to do it, shidduch with a tzur mirabanan. Because this chassin in the night Huda's tshuva, like the chassin in the Chassam Sofer's tshuva, was also a tzur mirabanan. Sheshmoy kishmoyim shayalim. Now all of a sudden they have shaylas, they're going to Rebbe's and Rabunim. Now they're not sure if they should do the shidduch. And then the night Huda, he ends his tshuva with a krecht. V'loitehei toira shleima shalanu kitzava ba'alma. Halavai. Halavai, people would treat the Torah like a tzavah, because the tzavah apparently everybody's very worried about. But the Torah, this already, not either way. V'lachim l'dayti yigmar chaysoncha hashidduch hazeh v'yiyem maisel l'shem shamayim. He gives him also a bracha like the Chassam Sofer did, and he says, you have nothing to worry about. Absolutely, positively go away with this, go along with this tshuva. The Rechayim in his tshuva brings the Noid B'Yehuda, and he says, shara le'mari la'noid B'Yehuda, that he spoke disparagingly about the Tzavah, Rabbi Yudah Chassid, and he gives a whole akdama. Who was Rabbi Yudah Chassid? He was the Rebbe of all the Rishonim. And if you know Rabbi Yudah Chassid was, how could the Noid Rabbi Yudah have said what he said about Rabbi Yudah Chassid? And we've been Meir in the past that if you go through the truth, Noid Rabbi Yudah, it's not clear that he said anything disparaging. Fakared, he worked so hard to be Miyashavit. He even writes, Ki Rab Beruach HaKodesh, that Rabbi Yudah Chassid was a Baal, it's coming from the Noid Rabbi Yudah, it's not coming from a Rebbe. The Yehuda says that Rabbi Yudah Chassid's Tzavah was written Baruch HaKodesh, and for sure he meant what he, but he meant the Enoch, because it's impossible that he, either way, the Rechayim comes out that he wasn't sure. Did he mean Zare? Did he not mean Zare? It's a Sofik. The bottom line is, Dvarim Atikim, but we have here a Chiddush in this space Medrash, and that is from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wrote Mefurish that it was meant only for his descendants, and really, it was not meant for anybody else. One other tshuva one last tshuva. That's worth mentioning. And then we have to mention the Yeshua's Malkai from Rav Shiel Kitna. But one last tshuva that's worth mentioning on this topic, and that is a tshuva from Rav Moshe. So Kamuv Rav Moshe Feinstein, in all the volumes of Igros Moshe, was asked this question as well. And this is actually in Eben Ezra Chelik Aleph, and it's Simin Dalet. So Rav Moshe was asked this shaila. Ba'achash ha'roitza liso isha sheshma k'shem imoy. Now it is worth mentioning that when it comes to this whole topic, Rashlomo Sa'inyan, there's a nafkamina between the chosin having the name of the shver and the kala having the name as the shviger. So everyone knows that. Where does it come from? Right, they're both mentioned in the same sentence in the tzava from Yehuda Chosid. So why is there that distinction? It comes from the Mishnas Chassidim. The Mishnas Chassidim, one of the great Mekubalim, Rabbi Emanuel Chai Riki, an Italian gadol, he said that there's a Mesorah from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that you should be careful when it comes to an Isha that has the same name as the Shviger. And being that that came from the Arizal, not just from the Tzava, so that already has a whole different Makar. So you could say all the Torah in the world as it relates to what the Tzava is and what the Tzava isn't. Aber l'maisa, we have this Mishnah's Chassidim, B'Shem Dari Yakudesh, and if that's the case, this already has a whole different Indian. Either way, Rav Moshe Shaila was that Shaila. So I'm just going to read a few paragraphs, L'shoyne Yazov Shal Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said like this, V'dvar she'echad roitza lisa isha, she'shma k'shem imoy. Kasha lahashiv bazeh davar bara. It's very hard to give a clear answer. Ki kol ma shedibru achreinim bazeh hu misfaris halev ba'alma. Because everything that the achreinim said on this topic, and we know who the achreinim are, right? We just mentioned the ikar mar mekaymus in this inyan. It's all svaris. Beloy mekar. Hu kvay teirasei ra divreim. Meaning the shayol is a chashiv yid. And he knows all the Mar Mekayimus. By the way, the Shoyl is Rav Moshe Leiter. And you know all these Mar Mekayimus. You don't need me to mention them to you. Now, even though Rav Moshe writes, when it comes to this Shoyl, it's a little bit more serious. Here we're dealing with the women having the same names. And that's already mentioned in the Sefer, Mishnas Chassidin, B'Shem Arizal, V'Shem Lekel of Farish Urak L'Zaroi, right? Because that has nothing to do with the Tzava. Mikol Mokoyim V'Adai, said Rav Moshe, Im Yesh K'tzas Shinoi. If there's a little bit of a difference between the two names, and you ready for the punchline? It comes right in the beginning. Bein b'shem Yehudis, whether it's with regards to the Jewish name, or bein b'shem halaz, the English, even if it's in the English name, ein lochosh l'klum. As long as there's eze shinui, and it doesn't matter if the shinui is the name that was given by the Misha Beirach, by the Kiddush, right? Yukar Shema B'Yisrael. Or if it's the English name, the way they're referred to popularly. Ubar Sheyesh as a Shinu Kashayach. When you're going to be Ma'ay and he tells Rav Moshe Leiter, you're going to see there's a Shinu. Then he says like this. Ach, ha'etzah shehuzgur b'pischei tshuva simen beis of cotton zayin, b'shem sefer kerem shloima, sheshoma shachsam sefer osa ma'isa l'shan es Hashem. So the pischei tshuva brings b'shem the sefer kerem shloima that here that the chsam sefer once did a ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? The ma'isa we mentioned earlier. Rav Moshe Leiman, who married the chsam sefer's daughter, and the name was changed from Rav Moshe Leiman to Rav Moshe Tovya Leiman. Ein zeh klum b'medina zu. Rav Moshe says it's not applicable to our Medina. This has nothing to do with the United States of America. Why? Because let's be honest, you're going to change the name. But are you going to call this woman by the new name? Because she's anyways going to be called by her English name. That's her name on all her ID, right? The Marissa, I guess that was the name there. For Loidomi La Yorish in Medina's Europe. Ubefrat Bismanach Sam Soifer, Shayurak Hashem Sheni Kroim Beina Yehudim. There, the only name you had was the name that you were referred to when they called you up for an aliyah. Ukishatzibu Lishanois, Hifsiku Likre Bishem Horishoin, Ela Bishem Achodosh. Vahukva Kach Shemoyelze Aflein and Gittin. Right, that became your new, you had one name, your Jewish name. And if they changed it, okay, so now you have your Avu Bimindina Zula Yikfu Hashem Achodosh. Sheikroise Bishem Yehudis, Acha. Vulachem Einoi Klum. Over here, the name that people refer to you is going to be the English name, and that's not going to change. You're right, if they call you up for an aliyah, they're going to change the name. In the Misha Beirach, in all the shtarois, yeah, the ksuba, if there's a get Rachman or so on, yeah, then the name is going to change. But l'may cigarette, they're not going to change it. And then Rav Moshe wrote, Be'emes v'yesh l'noya mizeh. I actually think it's a bad thing. Ki yichtavu b'ksuba shem achadosh. Lamaisa, this woman, they changed her name. They're going to sit down. She wants to get married. They're going to write the ksuba. What are they going to write? Are they going to say, no, there was a Misha Berach. They're going to write their new name. Oh, but the kibun shloi huk v'shem zeh, being that no one really calls her by this name, ein zeh shma, v'tia ksuba psula, said Ramosha. The ksuba is going to be possible. V'yeh kishoyeh mishtay b'lai ksuba. V'gam yeh shlotzeh takolo in yin get kasha iru dover, because I even know a real maisa when it was a takolo related to a get. Ach, ulai, im yikfula shem acher be'englet. Amazing. If you change her English name, the he toim alachavruse oshe me'ata shinsa shmole shem englet zeh. You want it to work, you have to change the secular name. Coming full circle here, what we talked about with the Tzava from the Chassam Sofer and English names. Says Rav Moshe, you change the Jewish name, you're wasting your time. You change the English name, now maybe there's a little bit of an Eitzah. The Yosef Mistaber, Shegam Zeh Lo Yikvu B'Medina Zu, but I don't even think it's going to work. She Yishakula, they're going to laugh at her. V'lo Yishvu L'Bakashasa, they're going to say, you know, Chevra, today I have a new name. Instead of calling me this, you're calling me that. I was going to laugh. He says, no, I mean it. The Vaita going to laugh. It's not going to stick. And if you're talking, she's going to even be embarrassed. And then he says, he says, being that I understand from the Shaila that the Chos and Kala have no problem with this. You have nothing to worry about. Now, it seems the Shviga was the one that had the Kpeda. So Rav Moshe said, Ukpeda Saim Ein Shaykh Lekan. The fact that she's a Kapton doesn't play into Manda Kapit or Manda Loi Kapit. Because the Manda Kapit is the one that's in a state of Sakana. And who is in the state of Sakana? It's the Kalah that's in the state of Sakana. What are we worried about? The Zivug being Oyla Yofa. Who is that? That's the chosin and the kala. Nothing to do with the machtenis there. Elo la chosin va kala. V'shikim v'chem ein makpidin, ein lo ein ma la hakpid pozo. Meaning, in the world of, not that her vote doesn't matter, but in the man the kapit kapdinon. So who is the one that will have to be the kapit? The one that's in the state of sakot. Who's in the state of the chosin kala? And I understand the chosin kala don't care. So if the chosin kala don't care, the kpid of the shvigger can't have any impact on the chosin kala. But either way, this is classic Rav Moshe. Where Rav Moshe says that as it relates to this whole Indian, number one, as it relates to the tzava, it's very hard to say svaris. We know Rav Moshe had edims whose names were Rav Moshe. As it relates to, I'm sure we'll hear from Lenny in a couple of moments, as it relates to the names of the Kala and the Shviger, so that's already a little bit more nuanced based on the Mishnah Chassidim that brings in the name of the Arizal. But Rav Moshe said this only works if you change the name Lamaisa. Ironically, you'd have to change the English name, but if you're not going to change the English name, it's not going to work. So again, what does that have to do with our sugya? Not that much, but here's the Maramakim that I saw from Shlomo Zalman Braun, and that is, he brings that on the topic of needing 30 days to establish a name, he says, Ayin b'shailas ha'tshuvas Yeshuas Malkoi, from Rabbi Sheila Kitna, and this is in Yerideya Simen Tezva. He talks about such a shaila, and he brings a little bit of the shmuz that we just mentioned. But he says at the end that you see from this sugya that if you want your name to be established as a name, 30 days. So if they're going to change the name, the Chasen Kala, if Ramosha is going to become Ramosha Tuvia, etc., etc., it has to be 30 days before the Shavach. If it's not 30 days, das heis nishta nomen. And that you see from our sugya. That once it's huchzak lamed yoyim, now the truth is in our sugya, it sounds a little bit more related to the person and his knunyas, but this is a din. The din is that if a person carries a name for 30 days, that's when the name becomes the name. Regardless, this is a topic that we could talk about forever. In Beis Medrash, as we just saw, Beloi Kamechidushin, Shobeza Hashem will come back to this at some point, but we're going to stop here.